Well, guys, this is a video that I knew was going to be coming sooner or later, and I think I have done a review of this job. I don't have a lot to say on this, other than if you guys have ever worked for Best Buy or Geek Squad, then you'll know what I'm talking about. If you have been serviced by them, if you continue to get serviced by them, whatever. There's a lot of good and bad with this company. I'm just going to say that. Now, a lot of you guys are probably wondering if you remember some of the videos I did, and this was like about a year or so ago, is like, hey, why are you doing a video about Geek Squad? Why are you doing a video about Best Buy? Well, guys, I worked for that company for almost 2.5 years. And the reason why I am finally doing a video about it is because I am no longer with the company. Now, did I quit? Did I get fired? No, nothing like that. I got let go. I'm just going to say that straight up. You know, I have a lot of difference of opinion about some of the things that this company does. I don't agree with everything they do. This is a big business, but at the same time, there are things that you can take it or leave it with this company. So to kind of get to just what happened, we all were told, hey, you don't come in this day, we're going to work from home, we're going to take a call. And normally when that happens, it's like, okay, it could be a lot of good things or a lot of bad things. Honestly, I did not know what to expect. I was trying to get a hold of one of my coworkers because I thought maybe he would know something. And then a coworker of mine I used to work with, I call him and then he tells me, hey man, this is phase two. And what am I talking about? They went through a phase of letting people go the first time, and then they do this a second time. Now, the reason why they did this is because of, honestly, money. I'm going to be honest with you guys. It was money. It was because they had one membership that they had for a long time. They realized they were giving away a lot of free stuff, and that's the reason why they got so much business. But then when they took that away and they came up with another type of membership, which was you're going to have to pay more for services or installs or delivery or anything, then that took away a lot of the business. And my hours were getting cut. I was getting home early. And then I was one of the ones, unfortunately, that got called and I got let go. And it sucks. I'm going to be honest, guys. It sucks. Am I still angry about it? Yeah, I'm angry about it because I went in a lot of times when I felt horrible. I actually believe I almost had COVID when I was still going to work because I did not go to the doctor because I was unable to because of how busy we were. And I did not have a lot of PTO to use and I was calling out. And I know if I kept calling out and I didn't have a doctor's note, or even if, I did, then I would get some kind of repercussion. Either I was going to get written up or something, you know, there was going to be smack talk about me. But again, it was my decision not to go to the doctor. And I realized that. But if you were in my position and you understood what was going on, then it'll be like, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. What my job was when I started out, because I started out as an appliance agent. What does that mean? Appliance agent means you can go from delivering microwaves and dishwashers, which I started out with. I did that for close to almost half a year. And then I moved from one location to another. Then I moved to a different apartment, which was called home theater. Now, what home theater defines as? Basically, what it was is I would drive a vehicle, I would go into different people's homes, and I would install TVs, I would install sound bars, I would install different type of sound systems. I would, you know, help out troubleshoots. I would deliver TVs. I would deliver different types of, you know, things. Because, guys, I delivered anything from dishwashers, microwaves, washer, dryers, even a couple of fridges when I help my delivery team, TVs, sound bars, receivers, speakers, computers, gym equipment. Yeah, we sell a lot of stuff, guys. They sold a lot of stuff. I don't know why we said we, because again, I'm no longer with the company. I got so used to saying that. But was it a breeze? No. Did it have its faults? Yes. Was there some good things? Yes. The good things I can say that came with this company was you got to work out in the field, which basically, if you guys are not familiar with that, you, again, drive different locations, you get a vehicle, and you go on your route, you do your job, you do the best you can, and it was real simple. As soon as you got down to the mechanics of how your stuff works and it would work, then you didn't have an issue. You came in, you did your job, as long as you used common sense and you learned about the different things of technology. And even if you didn't, you could still try to talk to some people that would know about it. And sometimes if you didn't, there was nothing you could do. I met some good people doing that job. I know that I had made some friends. I remember some very interesting stories. I got a lot of stories from a lot of customers and places that I went to that would be unbelievable, where I felt like, hey, you know, these people are really cool, or these ones are just really annoying, or some you just want to look at and go, were you just born stupid, or, you know, why are you getting this and why are you getting that? And it was a lot of give and take with this job. You know, you had to go in there, you had to give it your all, you had to give your best smile, you had to give your best personality to make sure you did not get written up. You had to make sure, because again, you're going in people's homes. You know, you went into people's homes that had a lot of money. There are some people that was, you know, like myself or anyone else, whether, you know, you live I don't want to say a mediocre life, but a normal life of, you know, you come in, you do your job, you go home, you have nice things, and you value what you have. You know, it's not like you have, oh, if you break something that's real expensive, then, oh man, you got to go out and buy something, you have the money for it. I don't have that means to do so. There's people that I helped install for, they have that means. I do not. There were some people that I delivered to, I was wondering, okay, how are you even able to buy a TV? How are you even able to buy this? By especially the way they lived, the way their home was kept up, the way that the outside looked. Again, you guys know what I'm talking about. If you're in your 20s or in your 30s or older, then again, you're probably going to know what I'm talking about. There are a lot of instances where I wanted to leave. There are so many times I wanted to leave. I left, I want to say I've left 3-4 homes in the entire time I did that job, 2.5 years, which is not bad in my opinion, because I've had I had an instance where I just couldn't do the job because it was so insane, because everything that they wanted us to do, it did not work, especially with the people that are wanting to do this. Because when you go into a home and you're trained and you know what you're doing, you have people that will ask you questions all the time when you're doing this job. They will ask you, well, why would you do that? Or how would you do that? Or why would you do this? And if you mess up, they act like it's the end of the world, right? Like if you make a hole and you know it's there, and that person's like, oh, well, I know it's there, it's going to bug me and da, 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 or, oh, that's not straight, when you put a level on it and you know it's straight. Or you have that husband or that wife that they supposedly know everything, right? But yet they call us, or they're an engineer, or they're a high business executive, or whatever. They have all this, you know, knowledge, but yet they call us. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that I'm like, if you know how to do it, then don't call us. If you're going to complain, don't call us. If you're going to criticize what I do, then don't call us. There were some instances where I had to leave. There was one guy that I refused to even go back to, and he said he didn't want me there, but it's like, okay, well, you're on my route almost every other time I turn around for something every however many months. So it was bad. Never knowing when you get home sometimes, that could be rough. My schedule was really set for the most part. I know what time I'll be getting home. If around the holidays, it was a lot worse because, you know, again, you're going to be busy. There was a lot of times when, especially with, you know, things that was out of your control that you got blamed for, whether it's something was not in your warehouse or something was not, you know, on time or you weren't on time or, you know, this is not what the person ordered or this is not what this person, you know, was told in the store. And there's a lot of things that I will say that I'm going to get into the nitty gritty here in a second that may bother some people or some people may say, hey, you know, I know how this goes. A good amount of sales reps, I'm going to say this now, don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. What do I mean by that? They're more interested on getting that sale. They don't know how to install it. If they do, they don't know the correct way. Or they don't know how to make the sale. When they make the sale, they sell the wrong stuff and what the person wants. That happened to me a lot. I ran into a lot of people that they would want one specific system. I wouldn't install it because that's not what they wanted. And then I would suggest something else. And then I would hear, well, you know, why did he, you know, suggest this or when it's this, when I sold him this. It's like, no, you're angry because you didn't get the commission. That's what you're angry about. That's what you're angry about. And I had that a lot. I did. And I never got told about it. One of the things I did not like was their system, the way that they operate, because for these companies to be so big, right, their technology is so low to the computers we work with in there, to the apps that we are using to log in, to log out. That's not even an app. You got to go through Google to do it, or you have to use an app that crashes 90% of the time, that you can't log into, that doesn't have the right information or something. And it's like, okay, you're a billion-dollar company. Why aren't you able to upgrade it? Oh, yeah, right, because you're cheap. Because you don't want to. That's the whole point. And that's been a big issue with Best Buy and Geek Squad, is that they don't want to upgrade. The vehicles that we have there for the longest time were however many years old. When, again, technology's changing, vehicles are changing, you're going to have GPS to know where you're going. You're going to have room for a vehicle. And you got to make sure that your tools and your equipment, which you're having to sell, which I'll get into here in a minute, was a problem. Now, what I mean by selling, okay, the way it worked for us is there was three, four things we had to do. One, we had to make sure we were giving out reviews. Like, hey, you know, if you like what we did, go do-do-do, blah, blah, blah. And we'd get a good review or a bad review. If you got a bad review, it would outdo three or four of the good reviews you have. It would tank your score. And you would get comments about that. Or you also had another thing we would call, which would be utilization. That meant going to a house on time, making your calls, making your notes, taking a picture of the work you did. And it was, I can understand that because, you know, you want to show, hey, this is what you did. You know what you did was right. You didn't do anything. That way, you know, CYA, cover your ass. You didn't want to do anything, right? And it was one of those where I can get that, but at the same time, it got repetitive. Especially if you were in a hurry. So that wasn't a big deal on me. One of the other things that was making sales. That was where I kind of stumbled. Because there was a lot of people that I personally would deal with. They either did not want something, or they could not afford it, or it was outlandishly high for the price, because a lot of people I dealt with was elderly people, or people around my age, or in their 40s or 50s, that they did not want this, or they figured, why do I need this? Why would I want this when I have this or that, or I can get this from my Wi-Fi company? And if you didn't get it and your sales was tanking, you could get written up for it, which I did. And that was ridiculous because they're like, okay, the store is making sales. Why do we have to do that? It made no sense because you're trying to make more sales and make up the money you lost. That's what was going on. That was going on even before with what happened with me. And it was crazy because I'm sitting there and I'm going, okay, why am I worried, or why are they worried about sales when it's not going to work? Why are they worried about sales when this ain't going to happen? Or can, this person can't afford it. Because again, you think a little old lady is going to be able to buy something over $200, $300 when she's on a fixed income, Social Security, or retirement pay, or this and that with everything, the way everything's going up, and she's got to worry about this and that? No, I'm not going to do that. That's just not how I am. That's not how I was raised. And again, my conscience got the better of me sometimes. And sometimes I would ask. Other times I wouldn't push it. And a lot of my coworkers felt like that. A lot of people I knew felt like that. It was like, why should we keep doing this? Another thing that got on my nerves, severely got on my nerves, is you have people that, again, and I'm going to say this, guys, right now, and I don't know, I'm going to be taking aim at some people right now, some companies. There needs to be an age limit, not only when to drive, but to get certain technology. I'm going to say that now. I've said it before. If you don't know how to work a normal Roku stick, and you don't know how to work it, and you're not wanting to know, you want someone to baby feed you the information slowly but surely, you have no reason to get yourself any of that kind of entertainment. Why? Because you're going to waste time on someone over and over and over again until we told you several times and you're still not getting it. You have no right to have that equipment. Because you're going to get upset with it. You're going to blame it's the TV. You're going to blame it's the sound equipment. Or you're going to blame the technician, whoever was there. And I got that a lot. And it was because other people was not explaining it, or they didn't have time, or the salespeople didn't explain it, or someone didn't explain it. It was like, no, that's not my job to explain every little detail. That's not always in my job description. And a lot of times, they're like, oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And then you have other people that are cutting corners that would do that constantly. And there was a guy I worked with. He cut corners constantly. And he was getting massive sales. He was getting, you know, this and this and that. And all the crap he was getting away with, I never knew if he got wrote up. I never knew if he got, you know, the hands-on cuffs, you know, so to speak, that you got your ass wrote up for. You got your ass railed for it because you got, you know, and what I mean by that is you got yelled at, or you got, you know, told, hey, don't do this, or you got written up, or you got, you know, further, you'd get fired because of things you know you're not supposed to do, but you still did them, and people got away with it, and it was wrong. Now, that happened. Another thing is a lot of people in the business I was in, is they were rely on too much on cable and Wi-Fi from their provider, whether it be from a company or that technician or whoever, because they thought, oh, well, I know what they know what they're doing, or they know what they're doing this, that, and the other, but yet they're having to call us to go out there and fix a Wi-Fi modem, to fix a cable issue or a Wi-Fi issue that we can only do so much with. We're not a technician. We can't call so-and-so company and say, hey, this code, that, and send a code to it. No, we can't do that. That's what a lot of people don't understand. And for those of you that listen to this or get this far, or at least hopefully someone gets this far, don't expect another person to know that another company to get a hold of this person or that person. Don't expect that. Because if you do, you're going to set yourself up for failure. Because I was having to go back behind, like, let's say Xfinity or AT&T or, you know, Mediacom or a lot of other companies that these technicians would screw something up and we'd have to go in and fix it because they didn't want to do it or they didn't have the time. Been there, done it. So that was another thing that I would have to constantly deal with. Another thing I'd have to constantly deal with is timing. I'm going to say this now. If you guys know for a fact you're going to have an appointment and you have someone coming between this time and that time, do not, and I'm going to repeat this, and I'm going to get a little angry when I say this, do not take your ass to the store. Do not go down to McDonald's. Do not go to get a haircut. Don't go pick your kid up from recess. Don't go pick your kid up from school. Don't do this. Don't do that. Plan the shit out. You know for a fact, oh my God, I got my 86-inch TV coming here. It's getting hung up, and we're doing this, this, and this, and this. Okay, make sure your day is blank so your ass can be there. Because if I roll up with that TV and I knock and I wait the designated time and I have not heard anything from you, I'm not waiting. It's going to get rescheduled. So stay your ass home if you want it done or plan to have someone home. And they say all day. Now, again, there's times when the stuff ain't there. I understand that. Oh, I took time off work. Oh, I did this. Oh, I could have done this. Oh, I could have done that. Again, I've heard every excuse in the book. We all got to work to make sure we got bills paid. We all have kids. We all, either we have kids, we got kids on the way, or we don't have kids yet. We all have responsibilities. So for those of you that make those excuses, I'm sorry. I don't have nothing for you. Because that's like if I did, I'd get the same thing in return. Guys, again, there's a lot of give and take with this company. There is. Depending on how much time you put in, you may get something out of it. Guys, there are people that I met that were just amazing. Whether it be customers, coworkers, whatever. There were some customers you wanted to just go off on and call every name in the book. Sometimes probably even slap and go, are you stupid? Or how stupid are you? Or you just didn't want to go in because you were just so exhausted from the mental abuse to the physical abuse that they would put on you, from just being so tired, from pulling the heavy stuff out of a truck day in and day out, or having to keep all this knowledge in your head, or having to deal with people that didn't know what they were talking about, or having to go in different weather elements, or, you know, different things. I worked outside. I worked inside. There was a lot of things that our guidelines said we could do and we could not do. We had to go by those guidelines. There was people that did not like it. There's people that respected it. Some did not understand, or some did not care to understand. But again, is this a field that I could say, hey, go yourself into? Again, that is your up to you if you want to. If you want to go out and do something like that, by all means. I had no issue really doing that. There were days I didn't want to do it. There were days I didn't mind doing it. But again, it just depends on how you are, how much you can deal with, and what you can do. There was a lot of give and take with this company. They don't do what they're supposed to do. I'm going to say that now. They don't do what they're supposed to do. Every location is different, but the company remains the same. There are times I wish that they would actually, you know, we were the bottom of the poll here, right? And I wish that the CEOs, the bosses, the suits, so to speak, would just shut up and listen. Because anytime we had a meeting, anytime we had a whatever, it was just the same thing over and over again that people like myself in my position would bring up, and nothing would be done, and nothing is ever going to change. Because by the time I started, by the time I was let go, guys, it did not change. There was so much stuff that did not change. There was very little change. There was pretty much 90% of the same thing and 10% of change. And if you work for this company, then you probably know what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to, oh, I hate Best Buy, oh, I hate Geek Squad, or oh, I love them, or no. I'm in the middle, guys. I would still shop at Best Buy and Geek Squad if I need to, and if I have the money. And if I care to go do that again. Would I work for them again? That's very debatable. That is very debatable. The pay would have to be right. My circumstances would have to be right, as well as my conditions and their conditions. And we meet somewhere in the middle. I know business is business, but at the end of the day, it's not right letting people go when you made a mess up and you're having to cover your ass because of what you did, not because of what your employees did. It's wrong. And sooner or later, people are going to figure that out. But guys, that is my review of Best Buy Geek Squad, of what I did. I'm one of those guys, I don't know everything. I know a good amount of what I did. I think I was very good at my job. I had more praise from people than negative reviews. I'm just going to say that. And if I had a lot of negative, I was not told. I'm the kind of person, if I mess up, please tell me so I can improve. please tell me so I can improve. Because how else am I going to improve? Criticism sucks. I'll be the first one to say that. I don't like criticism. But I've had to learn to endure it, to move on and try to improve myself and better myself, not only as a person, a worker, and all of the above. Hopefully you guys made it this far. If you did, leave a comment and say, you know, I made it this far, or I got to the end of the video, or something. Because I know there's some of you guys that don't make it to the rest of the video. I don't know. I don't have much else to say on this. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the video. If you did, leave a like, subscribe to the channel if you guys are new. I may have some other stories on some stuff. I'm working on something else right now that may be close to this. That's going to be possibly personal or a little more personal. I don't know yet. I'm debating. I don't even know when I'm going to drop this video as well. It depends. Again, I'm not trying to get too personal because of some stuff I got going on right now. But again, this video will come out soon. Don't know when. I'll have another video come out at some point that will be personal. That will have to deal with some things going on with me personally. Some changes I'm going to have to be making to possibly the channel, to what we're doing, what I'm expecting to try to do to the channel, and some things of that nature. So be on the lookout for that. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you as always on the next one.